Now on Money News, the Market Wrap. Help protect your property investment with Terry Shear, Australia's leading landlord insurance specialist.
A positive lead from Wall Street helped the local market to a strong start. The ASX 200 rose by 0.7% or 53 points to 7,682. As the banks continued to open up their books, it was the turn of Westpac today, and it looked to distract shareholders from a first half profit slump down 16% with a $1 billion share buyback program. And the shares actually rose 2.7% to $27.12. Tech companies had a good day, NextDC leading up 3.1%, and despite its big $120 million hit, Qantas saw its share price lift up 0.3% to $5.90. More competition on global grain markets saw GrainCorp warning on its profits today. Shares were down 3.6% to $8.11. And a positive market needs a positive person. So who better than Elio D'Amato from Stockopedia for our market wrap? Elio, welcome to you.
Oh, good day, Deborah, and good day, listeners, and welcome back onto my show, Deborah. Jeez, I missed you.
I'm happy to be your guest, Elio.
Look, to be honest, though, it's been crazy times in the market. I mean, can you fit any more negative news into an introduction? Yeah, we keep going up. I mean, God, you love it, don't you? I mean, that's why you got to be glued to the radio listening to this stuff, because seriously, it's all wrong. We've got no idea what's going on.
Don't tell them that. You need to be the expert in the field. Talk to me about Qantas, though, because they had the big hit to the bottom line, $120 million settlement. Why did the share go up, share price?
Well, it is a airline. I mean, if it crashed, you'd sort of worry, wouldn't you? But, I mean, look, they don't have that history, of course. And, yeah, the market was expecting worse. So, again, this was a case of Goldilocks, whereby we thought that when the little leprechaun was running the business that that fine would have been a little bit higher. But it looks like that new CEO, new incumbents, new leaders within the business may have received a little bit of favour somewhat. I mean, it's, you know, worse than a kick in the teeth, $120 million. Geez, thanks very much. I mean, that doesn't come around every day. But nonetheless, when you have a competitor going broke, as they have had a series since 1990-odd, you know, always makes you think, is it really worth fighting over those duopolies in the supermarket game when you see competitors in the airline space can't even make a quid? I mean, and they're the ones that are still going on. There's only one of them really still going, and that's heavily indebted because, of course, we want to fly in the brightest and newest, and that comes at a cost, of course. Now, all that is said and done is I think this was the reaction today of just the market sort of coming to grips with the fact that this is a different business than what it was yesterday. Investors are feeling quite comforted by the fact that the company is improving somewhat. We were a little bit worried when previous management had left, but that has now turned around. The company's not actually that far away from recent highs. So, yeah, look, this was a bad news event, surely. Yes, we can't deny that, but I think ultimately the market was happy by the fact it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, all right.
I think investors breathed a sigh of relief.
And Westpac was the other one I wanted to get your thoughts on, because do you reckon they used the share buyback program to distract investors from the huge slump in their profit?
Oh, Deb, what a beautiful picture, thinking of you crying into your Weet-Bix this morning as you saw that $3.3 billion half-year profit. I mean,
that I probably paid for more than I should have. At the supermarket, we can bemoan those prices another time.
Well, look, it was a 16% decline, so we can't sneeze at that. But you're right, they did pay a very good dividend, around $500 million worth in total. But they were able to lift it from 12 months ago and, of course, an extra $1 billion on the buyback, thanks very much, if you don't mind, umpire. And that has, on the back of the strength in the balance sheet, of course, that they have, and they've been able to do it, and they can do it, because their Tier 1 capital ratio is still going to be quite high. But obviously pointing to increased competition, as all participants in the space have done in recent times, even NAB with its $3.5 billion profit, Macquarie, of course, saying mea culpa, because, you know, they're the major culprit in regards to all this, and still didn't necessarily grow profit, but there's an opportunity there. It just reinforces our view that, again, at the end of the day, if you believe our economy is not going to resemble downtown Mogadishu anytime soon, then you just got to have a bank in your portfolio. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be competition, but they are highly leveraged at the strength of our economy.
Yep.
And if you think we're heading northeast, then so will the banks in time.
Yeah, they're strong performers. Elio, always good to have you on your show. Thank you for having me as your guest.
Thank you, Deborah. Bye now.
Elio Di Marto there from Stockopedia with our nightly market wrap.